George Carlin said, in America, when we have a problem with something, we typically declare war on it. There's the war on drugs, the war on poverty, the war on terror. So how are we going to deal with climate change? Are we going to declare a war on climate change? Are we going to lock up nature, throw her in Guantanamo Bay for questioning? Will that solve the problem? Are we going to have a red alert? I mean, let's look at the responses of our world's leaders to a problem that scientists around the world are unanimous in agreeing is coming. Scientists around the world are saying that 2 billion people aren't going to make it in this next century because of the disasters to come. But how has America responded? In the 2012 presidential debates, climate was not mentioned for the first time in two decades. In the global conference on climate change in Rio, it was a joke. People walked out. So clearly, we have no solution. Our solution is simply, well, America's such a great system. You know, everything will just work out if the climate shuts up. Well, the climate clearly did not sit down. It clearly did not shut up with this disaster that we see in New York with Hurricane Sandy. And I will remind you, this was a Category 1 storm. And look at what it did. Can you imagine, do you even want to imagine what would have happened if it had been a Category 2 or a Category 5? So these disasters are coming, and those in charge are failing to hide these things under the rug. And I think it is particularly ominous that this disaster happened a week before the presidential elections. So now these people are going to have to say something. But unfortunately, I do not think we're going to see any real change, any real reform, until a series of horrible disasters happen and devastate people to a horrible degree. And the real reforms are not going to come from those in charge, the plutocrats. The real reforms are going to be from the people who survive these disasters, who see the true power of nature as a force with 5 billion years of existence. And we, our current system that we think is so great, is really, you know, capitalism itself is only 200 years old. As a global force, it's only 50 years old. We are a speck of dust, nothing in the sands of time, and we will be blown away with ease by nature. So those who come to power after this whole system falls apart by a series of natural disasters, those who come to power will not only understand the brutality of nature, but their system will mimic this brutality. They will be forged by fire and ice and will become a brutal weapon of efficiency. And this is much like the world our ancestors lived in, without electricity, without the comforts of modern technology. They lived by the trials of nature every day and developed a spirituality, developed a society that lived in respect and awe of nature, not as some cuddly, huggy, tree-hugging force, but as some brutal and powerful force that could kill you in the blink of an eye if it wanted to. I'm not saying all technology will disappear in the future. I mean, that's kind of impractical. But I'm saying in the future, in a world where we do have some technology, people are still going to enforce brutal systems in order to deal with the powerful climate change that is coming. So that is the world that is ahead. I hope we can make some reforms, but if we don't, this is what we can expect.